We're visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you're off to a 3-1 start, falling to Clifton Clyde in the Harrington tournament on Saturday. Just going back to this last weekend with the tournament, how do you feel like your guys played besides dropping that first game of the season on Saturday?
I think we're progressing pretty well. We're looking at, a new lineup this year, so we still have a relatively large rotation of guys that we're getting in there at the varsity games to see how we're working well together. And we like what we're seeing. We're still working to improve and kind of maybe focus in on our final lineup here. But I think getting back into the league play, we're going to see some good action.
Who's been big for you to start the season?
Tucker Grove, obviously. He played a lot last year, so he's been pretty good for us so far. But coming out this first week, a couple guys that have been able to score for us. Wyatt Griffin's been doing pretty well, has led us a couple games in scoring. And Carson Shore, junior, has also stepped up and played some big minutes, really helped out on the defensive end, and also been able to score for us as well.
What does it mean for guys that, barely contributed last year and now are taking a giant step this year into where you want them to be at this point?
It's been really good. Obviously, those guys who haven't seen a lot of varsity minutes, but played a lot of JV, helped out here and there in the varsity level, being able to, see them step up these first few games and be successful on the offense and defensive end, it kind of, lets them know that they can play. And, as we get into the league play and it, maybe tightens up a little bit, we know we can continue to have success. And I think some of the younger guys or some of the guys who don't see minutes currently, they can kind of see a guy that, hasn't played a ton of minutes, be able to step up and be able to contribute right away. So I think it's going to set us up for some good basketball the rest of the season as we progress here.
And I know you faced Central Heights in the season opener. Who else did you guys defeat at Harrington?
We saw Center and Rural Vista. Center was kind of a new team in terms of they had a little bit of turnover, but they were pretty solid. And then Rural Vista is a young team, a lot of sophomores, and they were pretty competitive. And it was one of those games we had to fight. Score looked maybe a little farther apart than it was most of the game, but it was good competition for us, and especially with the new crew.
Visiting with Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, you have three games before the holiday break. Tomorrow, you guys will go up to Council Grove, and that's always a good rivalry game. West Franklin coming up on Friday. And then next Tuesday, which will be our area games of the week on Country 101.7 FM, will be you guys hosting Northern Heights. And then before we talk again on January 8th, you guys will get Linden right out of the gate to start the 2024 portion of the year. So some good competition coming up.
Yeah, we see Council Grove tomorrow. They're kind of like us, had a little bit of turnover with some senior graduation last year. They bring back Bryson Palmquist at the guard position, who's really solid for them. I think they're still looking for their first win, but they're well coached over there, so we're expecting a good competitive game with them. And then looking at West Franklin on Friday, they're one of the, I think, few teams in the league who brought back a significant portion of their roster from last year, and it was a competitive game last year, so I think they're sitting undefeated right now. So yeah, we're looking for some really good basketball here before Christmas break, and just like it was last year, we think our league's very competitive, and we expect on any given night it should be a good basketball game.
And coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck this week against Council Grove and West Franklin, and best of luck next Tuesday against Northern Heights, and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and best of luck on January 5th against Linden, and we'll talk to you again on January 8th.
All right, thank you.
That is Chase County boys basketball coach Cade Witt joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Griffin Real Estate on KVOE, live and local.